Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. How do we engage constructively with people who want to cancel us? Because we talked about that in the first episode, and that, you know, we need to approach this from a Christian perspective in a loving way. Mm-hmm. How do we teach our kids to do that? And how do we do that ourselves?
Yeah. You know, so I quoted earlier on your podcast from 1 Peter 2:12, where it says, keep your conduct honorable among Gentiles. And it's using that word Gentiles to mean unbelievers. So we need to be thinking about, you know, our conduct. Are we acting in a way that's honorable? And what I mean by that is the gospels is offensive, and we're going to offend people when we speak the truth, but it should be the only thing that's offensive. The truth of the gospel. Now, part of the truth of the gospel is the definition of sin, you know? And so we're gonna expose sin. We're gonna talk about sin. But we should do it in a way that's spoken in love. So we speak the truth in love. And so I encourage homeschool parents to sort of disarm their enemies with kindness. To just have this kindness where you're slow to anger, you're quick to love. We're supposed to have a debt of love. Romans 2:12-20 says this. It says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. And so doing, you'll heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So how we address cancel culture is with kindness. We disarm our enemies with kindness. Remember, Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, you know, if your enemy is doing something wrong to you, actually, let me read it to you. Matthew 5:43, he says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rains on the just and on the unjust. So I mean, literally, pray for people who attack you. Teach that to your children. You know, so like when you see those evil people in our society who are saying evil things, or even saying evil things about you guys, as you have a media presence, pray for those people. Pray for their salvation. You know, and I think it's really easy for us as believers to sort of get up in arms and to fall into the same trap instead of looking at our enemies, the people who are opposed to us, and say, wow, you know, let's pray that they get saved. Yeah. Let's pray for their salvation. And that this is actually what sets us apart from the world. Jesus goes on in Matthew 5, he says, if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. I love this verse right here. It was Eric Liddell's favorite verse. I don't know if you remember Eric Liddell.
Yeah.
He won the gold medal in the 1924 Olympics in the 400 meters. And then he went to China and he died in a concentration camp in China of a brain tumor. But while he was there, you know, the Japanese came in and took over during World War II. This was his life motto, be perfect. And he'd tell everybody, his fellow believers in that concentration camp, be perfect. And what that meant is he'd go and he'd pray for the Japanese guards by name every single day. Mm. He'd figure out like things he could do to serve them when they were abusing him. I just read his biography recently. It's called For the Glory. And it's just so convicting because I'm like, I'm not having to put up with that. You know, the things that I'm putting up with are so subtle. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the term soft totalitarianism. You know, it's not like outright totalitarianism. Yeah. So that's in Live Not by Lies.
Yep.
And that's what we're facing. And it's a little more subtle, but in a way it tempts us to respond a little more subtly, you know, a little more passive aggressive. No, we don't do that. We don't fall into the same trap. Instead, we repay evil with good. And this is what separates us from the world. And so the world believes they have a right to getting vengeance for their words when they're offended. We don't. Mm-hmm. We surrendered that right. And so we pray for them. We speak the truth. But we speak it a lot differently. The way that we tweet, you know, the way that we post, the way that we interact should be markedly different from the world. And so we are going to, the way that we're going to cancel culture is with kindness.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.